Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I have a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not true!
No, listen, and every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
I'm so frustrated with this conversation because I feel like a lot of the people that I'm friends with on Facebook are part of the don't become so anti. I mean, what is it? Don't become so pro-black that you become anti-Christ. And I had to unfriend so many. The crazy part is there were some people that I like went to high school, actually it was more old coworkers, that they outed themselves, or I was like, all right, this is done. We're not working together anymore. There's no reason why we need to be friends, especially if you feel this way. We could be done here. That wasn't the sad part. Those are people that I'm very easily, like, you can let go of those people. It is the people that look like you that makes it hard. Although I did tell one of my friends that I am struggling still, though, with people that don't look like me, like white people. It doesn't matter. Non-black people that I have worked with, gone to school with, worshiped next to, and they still hold these ideologies. I'm having a hard time wrestling, like wrapping my mind around that.
My wrestling is this is what you guys decided to share finally.
Right.
I didn't know you loved Jesus like that.
Correct.
Not the Jesus I serve, number one. Also, I had never seen...
Must be two sides. Sorry, go ahead.
I had never seen And not that I followed Charlie Kirk by any means. I knew of him because of moments.
Mm-hmm.
They crossed over.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing ever alluded to me that he was solidified in whatever religious orthodox system he was pushing. But this was the only side that you guys saw of him.
It blows my mind.
We literally live in two completely different worlds.
What is the song you just sang?
Shot It Low. Must be two sides.
I do like Shotty Low in a way of post because I didn't know nothing about this man before when he was alive and living. But boy, Melanie and Greg Goose, we have introduced me to this man.
And man, the NPR, I forgot which one I was listening to on the way here. There Now, This and Now.
Oh, I don't know this one. Please tell me more about this NPR episode. I mean, NPR podcast. Sorry, y'all. We're going to get to it.
Here and Now, Anytime?
No.
They were interviewing people that knew him. And I'm just like, it's just very interesting of the experience that you can have with somebody that you know. And I'm still processing this because I literally heard this driving. And be completely, and I think it's ignorance is bliss with that entire side
of
like, because they called his style not provoking but persuasive, and I'm just like, bro, what does that even mean?
And he was a provocateur. Like, don't get it twisted. Absolutely. His whole everything. The whole point was to bring some sort of like emotional. He would say some of the craziest, most vile things intentionally. Like, the point is to get you riled up and to get some emotional reaction. That's not persuasion. That's like. Anyway, thank you guys so much for joining us for today's episode. I don't know why I'm ending it.
Get the people going.
For real. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin & Juice podcast. My name is Melissa.
My name is Melanie.
We're real life sisters. We on this podcast every single week. Talk about what the heck we want to talk about. We want to thank our sponsors.
We do. And that is none other than Masterclass, Earning, Magic Spoon, and Ollie Pet.
Got you. All right, so we're gonna do it quickly. We've already pre-started, but let's do it very quickly. Talking about this whole Charlie Kirk situation, we can wrap up this conversation. I've talked about it so much, I don't even know like what else I can add. I will say this girl, I'm gonna read you verbatim. She is a black woman. She is DMing me currently.
DMing you?
Correct.
Oh, see, I'm out.
Correct. DMing me, and I'm going to read to you. I clearly won't say her name. And she says, she sends this clip. I didn't even watch it because I'm not fin to. Charlie was not black woman. Charlie was not as bad as some clips suggest. Oh. I saw one similar to this around black people too. A Christian was murdered for being a Christian last week. So I said, because my automatic response is essentially Courtney's face, which is like, what? So I said, yikes, which anytime a black woman is approaching me, immediately I'm just like, yikes. That's how you feel?
And DMing me?
Yeah, DM.
I'm so sorry. You thought it was appropriate and you were comfortable enough to DM yeah. me.
Well, she was on restricted. I just happened to see it. And then I was going back and forth. You know, I will restrict you in a minute. Okay? If it's not super egregious, you will be restricted. Because if I'm like, I'm hormonal. Maybe it's me. I can't tell the energy. And because I can't figure it out, I'm going to just restrict you. And in the future, we're going to see how this works out. So she said, I said, yikes. As a black woman, I would highly suggest you research Charlie by going to his YouTube. One good, even great thing someone says is not enough to negate all of the hate this man spewed as a career choice. Because she was trying to say that what he said was so good. We don't know the motive behind the killing. So to say that it's because he's a Christian is presumptive. He is as bad as advertised and extremely harmful and hateful, especially to black women. So then she says, I will have to take a look deeper then. This was on Sunday.
His YouTube.
Yeah. So then today, okay, at 7:24 a.m. my time, I don't know where she is. She sits.
What?
A lot of movement.
Sorry.
You don't see it
What is it?
I don't know, but it has legs.
No. I don't see it. I didn't see it.
It was huge.
I don't want to see it.
I don't want to move. Joshua, I'm not going to lie. It moves very fast.
It's so fast.
You know what? Let me get it.
Oh, my. Right, yeah, why don't you just go out that way?
Yeah, let me get it.
You know what? I don't see it. No. I don't.
Well.
Take that, Charlie. I'm just kidding.
How did you even see it? You were in the middle.
It moved. It moved quick.
It was quick.
Yes.
It came from under the couch.
Ugh.
Wow.
Ugh.
All the best.
Okay.
To that bug and its family.
Ugh. All right. I said. No, I'm sorry. She said. No, it was a lot. I know you probably don't want to hear this, but this is how I saw him. So I weighed the fact that he was a Christian more than how he communicated his thoughts on race.
Oh. She's valuing the Christianity
correct.
Beyond
correct.
The speech.
I said this on my understood. Facebook, and someone, Kev saw, I think on Threads or Twitter, I can't remember, called it the one Christian drop rule or one drop Christian yes. one drop Christian rule.
Yeah.
And that is essentially where I feel like it's very applicable to Black people, in that we allow the ounce of Christianity in a person mm-hmm. to override literally everything else
yeah.
about them as a person. Mm-hmm. And if you find yourself in this camp, I ask you, what other people, white people, for example, are put in a position to choose between their humanity mm-hmm. and their religion mm-hmm. and their God? No one else's ideas perpetuating that sound like don't be so pro-Black that you become anti-Christ is crazy.
It is crazy.
Because why do I have to choose?
Yeah, yeah.
Why do I have to choose the humanity within my Blackness over my identity in Christ, yeah. over my choice to be? Someone put it like this: God made me Black before I chose him.
Ooh. Hello?
That's real good.
Before I even knew to change.
Before I accepted God into my life as a Christian, he made me Black.
The color of my skin was already there. That's true.
And now you are making me choose.
Yeah.
It does. And mind you, it's not the idea, like somebody was saying, we're making our race an idol. No, we're asking to be seen as Black. We're asking to be seen as human. We're asking to be seen in the humanity that is within the skin color. Yeah. No one else is asked to choose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't understand. I don't understand. Why we are making this a thing. It's shocking to me that it's a thing. I'm so serious. Like, it's shocking to me that it is a thing.
A divisive thing.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me. That's all I have to say. It's very crazy. It has been a very interesting few days. To the point where, honestly, I called Isaiah and Joe while we were in New York, like, I need to understand how you guys feel about this. Let me talk you through, or actually I didn't even want to talk to him through. I want you to talk me through mm-hmm. how you feel about these things. And I told Isaiah, being Black is political. Mm. Being Black and educated is even more political.
That's true.
And so you have to understand that your very existence as a Black man is political. Mm. So you need to, what is your context? What is your frame of reference? Because this will be a cornerstone moment in your identity politics. How you see the world, how you relate to the world, how you vote in the future. This will be a defining moment. Mm-hmm. So I need to make sure I have a say so in how you see that with the goings on.
Yeah. I will add one thing, because I have chosen not to speak on this outside of group chats, because and somebody commented on Melissa's Facebook that got a response, because you shouldn't have commented
to remove
on her
the
Facebook,
person.
And now I got
Mel
a response.
Was getting involved, but my mama was getting involved, my sister was getting involved. I said, you know what? Let me stop this.
I haven't responded because it's just, you know, let's. However, I saw something that said, if you become a casualty to the hate and violence you incite, I'm not celebrating the fact that you became a casualty, because I actually wish both didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that is how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
It made me think about someone who participates in, let's say, drug activity or gang activity, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people, the narrative around those kind of things is that people who do this stuff die by it or end up in jail,
yep.
right? You know the outcome of participating in those kind of activities. When those people end up dead, people aren't like, rah, rah. They're like, I wish he wouldn't have, or she wouldn't have participated in those activities, and now they're dead. Mm-hmm. That is how I feel.
Yeah.
I wish that he, with a platform as big as he had,
huge.
Wouldn't have participated in spewing hate. And now that he's become a casualty of the very hate he incited, my nigga, that's your problem. It's not mine. I have not thrown a party. I have not yes. celebrated.
Because who is celebrating?
I actually, both of these things are unfortunate, and I'm going to move on about my day. All the best to the rest of y'all.
Literally.
That's how I feel.
Literally. Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 jewel-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just got to listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this. I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're going to do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, Black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
Go ahead.
And not to say that, like, if you don't have a following, you shouldn't be sharing stuff. But a lot of people that are sharing stuff that I see in my feed are mm-hmm. some people that I grew up with, things like that. They don't have a lot of followers. My thing is, who are you projecting this to?
Yeah.
What's the audience you're projecting this
yeah.
to? Are you just trying to align with the groupthink that's around you?
Man. Right, right, right.
Also, I've never seen you share anything politically related
yeah. before. So, like...
That's my thing.
What these y'all making people for dinner, literally.
That, like, aside from, you know, Charlie Kirk situation, it's still the idea that you are someone. I said this on my Facebook. I've had a birthday.
Yeah.
You ain't say happy birthday. I had an anniversary.
Yeah.
You didn't say happy anniversary.
Yeah.
I've shown accomplishments. You didn't say congratulations. So we are just Facebook friends that don't engage with, which I'm yes. not suggesting is a problem, by the way.
Please
right.
Please don't.
Sorry, I'm not suggesting that that's a
don't
problem.
Send me happy birthday.
Totally now. Fine.
Yeah.
That we don't have to. I'm actually not clocking that. The time that I do clock it, though, is when you do decide to comment on a post.
That's when it's live.
It's in regard. Well, I forgot you was on Facebook.
Exactly. I'm reminded that you even exist because you want to comment on my page about some.
Girl, what?
You should have not friended me a long time ago. Bib. What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's especially heinous.
Come on,
okay,
heinous.
Come on, SVU. Come on. It's especially heinous when you use your mouth to take in certain black parts, but you don't use that mouth to protect black people.
That's true. Yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
You picked up what I put down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. That goes off to all the mothers.
Amen.
All right. Of mixed children.
Mm-hmm.
And you've used your mouth to do a ton of things.
A ton of other things.
But not to speak up.
Yeah, yeah.
On behalf of those children. And that man.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, now seems like a great time to tell you about Masterclass, the first sponsor of today's episode. So a couple weeks ago, I told you guys about the Masterclass I was watching. She low-key talked about like strippers' personalities and their ability to be personable and how you and your everyday life can use that. I found it to be absolutely amazing and very interesting. There also is a Masterclass I saw that was about parenting, and it had to do with like some science behind parenting that I just out of curiosity was like, well, what y'all gotta tell me about screen time and about communicating with children and getting, we have a sister who's a teacher, and some of the things that she knows is just, I'm like, oh, that makes so much sense when you say it, but I didn't know that. And so being able to take a masterclass of people who actually have studied this stuff, have knowledge about it, have researched it is helpful for me. So anyway, they have the parenting one. They have a ton of ones. There's one with Serena Williams. There's one. I mean, everyone you can think of, the art of communicating, which I'm always trying to tap into, the art of interviewing. Again, I'm always trying to tap into. There's just so many different masterclasses that you can, if you think about it and you want to understand it or hear somebody's opinion, like low key, it's probably on there and can just kind of help you learn some of the things that you want to. So with Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. I've already told you guys some of the ones that I love. There's a ton more. I don't know if you have, there's a Kris Jenner one that I feel like is always going viral.
Yeah. You can get like a ton of information from, as Mel was speaking, how to write, how to interview, all of these things. I want you to know they also have like a baking cookies one.
Yeah.
That I watched a few years ago, and I followed the recipe, and those cookies were fire. So, like, literally, there's the full gamut. That's all I want to say.
Hilarious. So, right now, our listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/GJ.
GJ.
That's 15% off at masterclass.com/GJ. Masterclass.com/GJ.
All right. That's enough of that. Okay. Long story short, anything happen?
A few things I was going to mention. The first, which is very, very random and has nothing to do with long story being long or short, is I have a question, and y'all can judge me all you want, but this is something I've been meaning to say out loud, but in a space that's judgment free. Are we allowed? Follow me.
I'm already there.
Turn off your judgments.
I judge those.
Okay. Turn off your judgments.
Okay.
Are we allowed? As grown adults who understand the way things work, to pour water in the iron when it's plugged up? Or are we not supposed to do that because we could die?
You could die?
I didn't know that.
So we're all just doing that?
I definitely.
Are we all pouring water in when it's already plugged up? And nobody's scared?
I think if
Has
I
anybody
died,
died?
I've never died.
Wait, why can you die? What's the...
I don't know. It doesn't mess with your mind. In your mind, you don't think you could be electrocuted? Water, things plugged up, a cord.
It literally has never occurred to me. Yes. Yes.
So we're all doing
it. So we're
this.
All doing it.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Especially I'm if, so if happy
got,
to get that
the
off my chest.
The cord,
yeah, why? I think you're safe.
Because then you got to reheat it. If you unplug it...
I think I'm going to die every time, and I still do it. I just be like, oh, 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 don't die.
Wait, why don't are you today? Risking it? Why are you risking it if you feel like you're going to die?
It's already plugged up, and
also,
I don't want to unplug it.
I think the bigger question, Mel, is how much water are you using when you're steaming?
I fill it up.
No, I know, but how many times are you refilling during the sesh?
Apparently, I use a lot because this morning I was ironing, and I said, this is empty.
Wait,
already.
You iron today?
Yes. Y'all don't iron?
I don't know the last time I ironed. What? I'll throw some in the dryer 3,000 times before I iron.
Oh. It
recycle, like recycle, recycle, iron, recycle. Sure.
What's happening with your clothes?
Some of them just sit in the closet. if it doesn't, by the like the third dryer cycle, if the wrinkles ain't knocked out, I'll choose something else.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not wearing this no more.
Well, my kids' clothes, McKinley's clothes are always wrinkled. I always have to iron her stuff. I got to iron my stuff, her stuff, Micaiah's stuff.
Okay, that's a lot. That's a lot of.
I thought people were ironing.
Girl, I let them shackles go. Let's break the shackles.
I thought I was gonna be
so
judged for plugging
dance.
In the water, and y'all are judging me for iron.
Oh yeah,
in
I said you ironed today.
Yes.
Girl,
where did you find the time? Yeah,
literally, you mean you got up, did a video, made, dropped the kid, did all, and ironed?
Ironed.
You might have a Beyonce 24
low.
Hours.
You tumble low when you're making the video.
That is not the tumble. Don't be working.
No, don't do it once. It take about 3 to 5 times.
You can spritz with water too. Get a little spray bottle.
Also, if you're that's the key.
Or you can iron.
No. A little bit of water.
You'd be done in 5 minutes.
A little bit of water. Make sure you turn the dryer off because nowadays dryers are very smart. So they'll be like, "Oh, this is dry," and turn off. Don't let it do that.
Oh, mine is over.
Put it on a timer.
Mine don't turn off until the time is over.
Okay. Well, if y'all got that little smart.
Greg got it off of Facebook Marketplace. There was a guy who just sold dryers.
Oh, he found
him. Like,
he's smart.
$50. We'll take it.
Yes, that's smart.
That's probably why it's not getting the wrinkles out of my clothes.
Somebody put a wet washcloth in there. Yes, because you got to trick the dryer.
A washcloth.
Yes, it helps to knock them wrinkles out.
You guys.
They also got wrinkle release.
They
just
do.
Iron and don't die in the process. Okay. Well,
I feel like this is how I feel if I have my phone at the gas station.
Oh,
I can't.
I don't subscribe to that one. I subscribe.
That's
to
the one you'll actually blow up.
Okay, but electricity, water. We know this is
yeah,
a clash.
But this has, 5G,
you can't even
5G.
See.
Is that 5G plus the gasoline?
That's fantastical. You know,
no,
not even.
That sounds more likely to cause a fire.
That's no, it does.
Yes,
that's,
it do. You fakes. drive past a gas station in heat and you can see the little, I'm finna blow you up waves. You see the little waves that's going to interact with your cell phone. You're going to be going like Thanos snap.
Sound like a person who smokes weed. That was a comment by somebody who would
listen,
be high at 3 o'clock in the morning and
know.
Post on Facebook.
No,
so, listen.
When
they said electric,
yeah, correct.
You think the trick is in the electing part?
The trick is they want you to be on that phone.
Like.
The trick is they want you to be on that phone and you're finna be electric kit.
Electrocuted.
That's what you need to be. That's finna you finna be blown up.
Well, I am happy to get that off my chest and to know that everybody else is doing that.
Yeah,
I will
sure.
move on to my long story short. They'll be quick. They're very random, but McKinley loves to say, I don't think I told you this. McKinley loves to say, so basically, it's the most annoying thing.
Wait, what?
Anytime she's telling a story. She'll say, so basically.
Oh, so
and it, like,
basically?
Pisses me off. It's so annoying. So basically.
I'm trying to sum it up for you.
I know.
But it's like, why is Micaiah screaming? So basically. How is school? So basically. And I'd be like, bruh, get to the point. So the other day, she was talking to Greg. And so she said to him, So basically, so I mocked her and said, so basically, and this turned around and said, I'm not a lawyer, but I said, I will knock your head off your shoulders. You mocked me first. I'm the adult. I do the mocking. You are a child. Don't you dare. All the clothes you got on, that's because I say I'm not a lawyer, but don't get smacked.
I was so upset.
She's quick. That's hilarious.
It was such a great comeback I could not believe she said that to me.
You were gagged for sure.
Girl, gagged. I won't buy you anything else. All your birthday parties gone because you want to make fun of me.
Freaking hilarious.
Anyway.
She said, I got you. Oh, we're making fun of people?
And she said it so quick that I was like, have you been waiting?
Oh, for sure.
To say that to
me? For sure. She was in that room. So what I'm going to do the next
because
time?
Because I always mock her. She's like.
I need to come back.
I got you.
Yeah, I got your number.
Jerk.
That's hilarious.
And then the other thing that happened this week, there was a fight on Netflix. It was streamed.
And it didn't crash.
They learned. And your children came over, and that was very nice. I made some food, and they liked my food.
I almost cried.
So that was great. And then, I think that might be it.
That's it? That's all?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. You had fun things.
No, not really. We went to Fashion Week. That was a very cool experience. I didn't pull up to Fashion Week the way the girls normally pull up to Fashion Week. And so if I ever go again, I'll make sure to like do the fashions. Oh. But I was like very not fashion. Like the girls be fashion.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just expected you to have a whole situation to be in the streets of New York with a taxi behind you, honey. I was waiting for the photos.
Girl, no. The order, I told y'all last week that I ordered that Revolve order. Mm-hmm. And because I next dated, they needed that signature.
Yeah.
And I missed it. Oh. And so I ended up just packing what I had. It worked out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So I was just like, girl, I don't care. And I am going to return to, I am for real this time. I had a dream, or like, it probably was God, to be honest with you. We was on that plane coming back from New York, and I woke up, and God said to me, your problem is you don't keep your word to yourself.
Oh.
I know. That's good. And I was like, this feels so personal. Like, it literally felt like God said it in my ear to me. Yeah. Like, because I got up with the, like, that's your problem. Mm. You say you're going to do things and then you don't. But if someone else is expecting, and this is me talking to me, if someone is expecting me to do something, I will show up every single time. Yeah. But if it's just me holding me accountable to do something, there's, like, very lackadaisical commitment. Mm. And so I'm now working on keeping my word to me.
Amen.
All of that to say, I will return to Facebook. I don't even know if I want to get back on Facebook. There's a couple things wrong with Facebook. Let me just go on this tangent and I'm going to come back. Number one, Facebook wants to be Instagram so bad.
Does it?
Oh my God.
The people won't let it.
No, they won't. And that's the problem. So the number one problem with Facebook, there's a couple things, but they want to be Instagram so bad that everybody that's on your Instagram now automatically show up on your Facebook, even if you're not following them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a problem with Facebook. Another problem with Facebook, it's ad central. Every scroll is an ad.
It is a lot.
It's so many.
I be clicking
them. And in addition to the people that it's forcing you to follow from Instagram, in addition to the ads, they also force you into all of their suggested things that you might be interested in.
Yeah.
And then the people that you do follow are dummies.
That's true. Because so, from 20 years ago.
Literally. So I'm like, why? I hate this platform. Yeah. Get me off of here. This is why I'm not here. Yeah. It's so bad. Anyway, all of that to say, I will return to Instagram.
Yes.
At some point this week.
Oh, nice.
I already have what I'm going to do. I just need to set out and do it. But because I've made this promise to myself.
Amen.
I will be doing that. So we did that. And then the really cool thing is that we saw Hamilton and Leslie Odom is returning as Aaron Burr. So cool. Pardon me. Are you Aaron Burr, sir? That depends. Who's asking? Oh, sure. Actually, I'm Alexander Hamilton. I'm at your service, sir. But anyway, regardless, that's who he was talking to.
Hamilton.
Yes, correct. He's the man who killed him. Actually, he didn't do that.
I didn't watch Hamilton. I heard the music, though. But
okay.
Keep going.
Okay, well.
Let's not spend time on that.
All right, well. We left him, and I'm the fool who shot him.
All right. And I only know a few of the songs.
All right. So anyway.
They're great, though. The ones I know are good.
Well, we saw Hamilton, and I was about to call him Aaron Burr. Leslie Odom Jr. is returning, reprising his role as Aaron Burr for a limited time. It started like maybe the second week in September, and it goes to like right before Thanksgiving or something like that.
That's cool.
And then Leslie's going on tour. So I saw he was going on a Christmas tour. And so a little bit of behind the scenes. So I was like, Leslie, you're hitting everywhere but LA. Like, we were really trying to see you or whatever. And so he DM'd me and was like, if you know, if you guys want tickets, like, let me know. Oh, cool. And I was like, oh, well, we might go to Fashion Week. Yeah. So we might be in New York. He was like, if you guys want tickets, let me know.
So you let him know?
Excuse me, Mr. Leslie Odom Jr. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Amen. You let him know he got you. I
absolutely.
Nice.
Hey, excuse me, Mr. Leslie Odom Jr. We actually will be coming. That
remember that time you said you'll correct, get
us tickets? Correct. Them tickets still wasn't free to be clear.
Amen.
He just, you know, when they be sold out, they just have a little reserved, a little reserved area, and they send a little payment link. This is for your payment, though.
Got it.
Which I wouldn't mind it.
No, okay.
Get your money, sir. Support well, I don't know his payment structure, but regardless, I'm going to tell you who, that Lin-Manuel Miranda said ain't no free tickets.
Oh, this is not him.
No, he is Aaron Burr. He is not Hamilton. He did not write the songs.
Lin-Miranda Burr. What?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
He's the Hamilton.
Correct.
This is the sidekick.
He is his killer.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Okay. Sorry. Keep going. Yay, Hamilton. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm following. I got lost.
But he's a huge star from.
Yeah.
He's a huge star from this. So anyway, we were able to go backstage, talk to him for a brief moment. And you guys saw the picture. I think Kev.
Yes, of y'all coming out.
Yes.
Early.
So at the end, Leslie's like, you guys can just go out the door. We started to go out a door and it felt wrong. So we were like, we don't know. So Leslie's like, I'll walk you guys out. We're walking out. They open the door and there's people
waiting for
literally.
Him.
We didn't know that's where we were going. So I said, I'm so sorry. We are not. I'm so sorry. But then Leslie ended up like coming out behind. Yeah. It was so
hilarious.
Freaking hilarious. So anyway, if ever you have an opportunity, actually it's on, it's in the movies right now. I called Mariah. Let me tell you how serious I was about this Charlie Kirk situation. I called Mariah too. Yep, I sure did. My niece. I sure did.
I was like, about Hamilton?
No, she.
Charlie Kirk, you called our niece about.
Charlie Kirk.
Girl.
But the reason why it brought full circle, yes. She was like, Auntie, I'll call you back. I just finished watching Hamilton.
Oh,
she was going into the movie theater.
I understood.
But I sure called her and I said, hey, my dear beloved niece that's over at that HBCU, mm-hmm. What are your thoughts?
And be careful.
Be careful. Well, this was, I talked to her before the HBCU threats and the two guys that were lynched. I wanted to do a little bit more research on that, but from what I read this morning, yeah, that's crazy. Anyway, not a suicide.
I want the
anyway, huh?
Go ahead.
All of that to say was amazing. So yeah, very cool, very cool, very cool.
Was there something else? I felt like there was one more thing y'all
girl,
did this week.
I didn't do nothing. No? We went to Nina's. She debuted on Fashion Week. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Her pieces are so freaking good.
Yeah.
Nina is from, I think, the Bay Area, but she's so New York coded. It's like actually hilarious. It's like really surprising actually that she's not from New York. But she's always a good time in New York because she knows the people, she knows the spots, she knows the good eats, she knows how to get you in. Like, she does all of the things. So we got to hang out with her for a little while, and we were introduced to a place that we want to go at some point on vacation.
On vacation.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Speaking of vacation and spending money, now's a great time to tell you about Earnin, another sponsor of this podcast episode. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you've earned should be in your hands, and with Earnin, it can be. In those moments when money isn't moving as fast as your life is, Earnin helps give you helps give you the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earn It is an app that lets you access your pay as you earn it, up to $150 a day with a max of $750 between paydays. Just download the Earn It app and add your info, then start accessing your pay as you work and leave an optional tip to help keep the app running for everyone. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Earn It is the app that's helping millions of Americans take charge of their pay and avoid falling into debt traps. So if you have gas bills or groceries, maybe you have a special night out planned, maybe you need to take some family out to dinner or an event, a last minute gift for a loved one, because birthdays always seem to creep up when you're least expecting it, and now you have to run to the store and buy a gift. So anything like that, or other things maybe I haven't mentioned, Earnin can help you. So download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Gin Juice Podcast under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. Gin Juice Podcast under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Access limits are based on your earnings and risk factors. Standard cash outs take 1 to 2 business days with no mandatory fees. Expedited transfers are available for a fee. Tips are voluntary and don't affect the service. Available in select states. Terms and restrictions apply. Visit earnin.com for full details. Download Earnin now and take control of your pay. I also want to tell you about Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon makes high protein, zero sugar cereal and treats reinvented from your childhood. Because don't we love nostalgia around here? Every serving of Magic Spoon high protein cereal has 13 grams of protein, 0 grams of sugar, and 4 grams of net carbs. They come in nostalgic flavors like fruity, cocoa, and frosted. Magic Spoon's high protein treats are crispy, crunchy, airy, and an easy way to get 12 grams of protein on the go. They come in other mouthwatering flavors like marshmallow, chocolate peanut butter, and dark chocolate. Because don't you love nostalgia, but in a way that is like healthier than you used to do, right? Like, I feel like we've all aged and progressed in our houses and from the way that we were born and the things we were allowed to eat, I should say. And so being able to participate in those things, but in a way that, I don't know, only has 0 grams of sugar and yet 13 grams of protein and 4 grams of net carbs. Those are the things that you want in your life. So get $5 off your next order at magicspoon.com/GJ.
GJ.
Or look for Magic Spoon on Amazon or in your nearest grocery store. That's magicspoon.com/GJ for $5 off. All right.
Oh, and we did meet Steph Curry and
yes, you did. Aisha.
I forgot about that. It was so quick, but we did meet them. Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this. This is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 jewel-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just got to listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden, you will see them communicating to you, I really like this. I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're going to do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, Black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is, like, prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers three meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to head to ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box. Pretty cool. That was actually pretty cool. Okay. Moving on to the pops of the trunks.
We can do pop the trunks.
And what you got on your mind?
I have other things I needed to talk about, but we can do, maybe we do two.
Okay.
And then we'll go to TV.
Okay.
All right.
I don't have no TVs.
I have a couple things.
Okay, great.
Hi, Mel. Hi, Liz. This is Rashida calling back because my pop the trunk decided to not record. And I think I might have to do more than one. So I'm popping the trunk on valet service. I went to a very well-known catering hall in the Bronx for a birthday party, and I valeted my car. And I handed the valet my key, and I went upstairs. I partied. I came back, had a great time, came back downstairs, and I went to the valet to get my car and my key. Well, for them to get the car, and there was no key there. On the tag, it said no key. Which was impossible because I handed him the key. So I start cursing. The manager comes and he's like, oh, so what's the problem? So I'm telling him. He's like, okay. He talks to another valet. The valet lies and said that I parked my car myself, which started made me start cursing more people out. So I start cursing him out. So the valet who parked my car, he ended up leaving like before all of this. So they had to call him from his house to come back because where's my key? So we're standing there. Nobody could find my key. My family comes and... my daughter's under two, so, you know, I have house and land with me, bags, this, toy, house everything. House and land with me. So they're like, check all the bags. I go to the car with the bags. The key's not on me. Please stop telling me what you think is happening. The key's not there. He has my key. Y'all figure it out. So now I'm cursing out my brother. I'm cursing out all the people. So what ended up happening was I have to make another one.
Oh, did you get the other one?
No.
Wait. Because how did they drive the car back if they didn't have the key?
It was number 382. If
that 382. Helps. That was a okay. Good. That was.
Thank you.
What, define?
You be yes. Thinking with your noggin.
Because now, I mean, I'm invested.
We're invested.
83. Okay.
Side note, while she's looking for it, this happened to me once.
Shut up.
In LA, I forgot which theater it was in front of. Did you find it yet?
Yes, I just.
But how do you drive the car back if you didn't have the key?
I got it towed because I was like, y'all are trying to steal my car. Somebody's trying to steal my car. Right. That's where my brain went.
Yeah, I would have, honestly, I would have thought that too.
They're like, yeah, just come back tomorrow, I'll figure it out. I was like, no.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
are you
yeah.
Talking about? Come
yeah.
Back. I don't, I'm in LA.
Yeah.
I live here.
Yeah, yeah.
So I towed it to a dealership and then.
Did you get it rekeyed?
I got it rekeyed there. And wow. Then they paid for it. Actually, it's a big parking company too. So I'll figure out the name of it. Go ahead.
Shut up.
Mel, Liz, this is part two. So. As I'm cursing everybody out and the valet comes back and he says that he doesn't have the key and all these type of things, I'm frustrated. So my brother, he takes over and he was like, I got the manager's number. I'm going to deal with it. So what ends up happening is I send my daughter to home with one of my cousins and my mom and stuff. And then I sat in my car because it was open and waited for my brother to go to my house to get my spare key, to come back with the spare key so that I could drive home. I was irritated. And then do you know what happened? 3 days later, I get a text message from my brother saying, oh, the manager texts me. Is this your car key? Ding, ding, ding. Is my nice, beautiful car key with my little key ring with an R on it from Mexico. And it's the key. Guess what happened? What? The valet dropped the key in somebody else's car, and the person saw the key and remembered, oh my God, whose key is this? It's not for my car. Oh, I went to a party on the Sunday. It's probably from that. But what I really think is because it's the Bronx that that valet was trying to steal my car. And they came up with the story like, oh, he dropped the key. I feel like he purposely lost the key. That's my conspiracy theory. And what did I get? Oh, we're so sorry for that. Bye. That's it.
They were trying to steal that car.
Okay?
I wanted her to say something.
So what says she's West Indian or Jamaican? I wanted it too.
To come out. Yeah, it came out a little bit.
Give me some patois, it was giving a little bit.
Because it kept coming. It was
right below the surface.
That is so annoying.
First of all, I've never experienced this, but now that I know, I will get my car towed. Like, the thing about it is, this is what I'm not understanding. If I gave you the key to drive my car back to me.
You paid to give them the key.
How did you drive the car from the valet parking lot back to me and now you don't have the key?
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Where could it have gone that quickly? And now I'm the one who drove it over here? No.
Yeah.
I just gave you a valet ticket number. You clearly had to grab my key out of your key box, run over to the valet parking lot, and then drive it back.
Yeah.
And now it's missing? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. That's. It's reminding me, it's not related, but kind of. There was a, somebody had posted that in Atlanta there were fake valet signs. People were putting up fake valet signs.
That's such an Atlanta thing.
That's crazy.
I've never heard of that.
That's crazy. So
funny. In random parking lots?
Yeah, being like, valet your car here.
And then just stealing your car.
And taking your money. Well, no, just stealing your car because you pay at the end.
You pay at the end? You normally pay at the end.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You normally pay at the end. Stealing your car.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, because I've given you my key. Like,
good Atlanta. It's good prime Atlanta.
That hustler's ambition.
Listen,
right,
it's really smart. They gonna find a way. It's a smart play.
Scammers.
Honestly,
five-star resort, and this is the only way you're turning your car in.
Yeah, it's so funny. Not funny, and to the victims, I'm sorry, but like in theory, it's funny. All right, next.
Does insurance kick in?
Unless the car's stolen. Because there's nothing really that happens unless the car goes missing.
Yeah, child, next one. I have too many questions.
Hi, Mel and Melissa. Just wanted to start by saying I absolutely love you guys. I'm calling in or recording today because I just need to be able to vent. I decided I wanted to do something for myself. My children are getting older. My baby girl of four children is a junior in high school. So mommy decided that she wanted to grow herself and go and get a doctoral degree. I'm not going to share my name here because I've decided to keep this for myself. The only people who know are my husband and my kids because they live here with me and they need to help a little bit more around the house. With all that being said, with me deciding that I want to keep this for myself, I've decided to keep everything for myself, not just the joy and the celebration and the accomplishment, but the frustration and the feelings of being overwhelmed. And all of those things are also now just for me. And I need to be able to release it. So I figure, what better place than here on a national podcast instead of talking to my family about it? You know, sometimes family get involved and they have their opinions. And I just want to be able to have this one thing just for me. But girl, it's everything for me. And it is a lot. But it's going to be worth it. It's going to be completely worth it. This will be significant because I've graduated with my nursing degree in 2008, my MSN in 2018, and now my doctoral degree in 2028.
I love it. Shout out to you.
Shout out to you.
I don't know why you keeping it to yourself, girl. You need to share that with the world and get help with all the things.
Black women be doing the things.
Why would you stress yourself out like that? Tell people.
I would too. But let me see. Let me just say this really quickly. First of all, congratulations.
Yes.
Okay. First of all, congratulations. That is huge. Going back to school and doing it for yourself. That's freaking amazing. Congratulations. The other side of me wants to say, why would that be the thing you do for yourself? Girl, go on a trip.
People love going to get educated, boy.
And you said 2028. Do you know it's 2025?
Encourage her. Don't discourage
her. I'm sorry. This isn't discouragement.
Only three more years. Yes, Jesus. You got it.
Black women, Black women, we are something else because these are the things that we do.
Absolutely.
Like, truly, congratulations to you. That wasn't no shade, no discouragement, none of that. It was just congratulations, girl.
And you're going to take a crazy vacation when it's over. That's when the vacation going to come.
And you better.
When it's over.
You better.
Amen.
Take that real good vacation when you're done with it. Congratulations. That's amazing.
It is.
All the best to you. Clearly, you're going to do well because you got all the degrees already. Amen. All right. So, sucks right now, hard right now, everything that you're going to. We hear you. We see you. We do all of the things with you, but we know you got this. All right. Males.
Okay. So, a couple random things that I have watched over the last week. Number one.
Oh, you got a lot going on today.
Did you tap into this Pilates by Raven from Love is Blind, girl?
Yes, girl.
That was so funny. Let me tell you why it was funny. Let me tell you why it's funny. Because that girl sounded dumb. And then after she made this video and got eight up on the internet, she made a second video, an apology.
And rolled her eyes the entire apology.
And didn't never say sorry. The sorry was only in the caption.
She didn't
she
say sorry.
She never said, I am sorry. Never. In the caption, it said, I am sorry. In the video, it was like, I'm making this because y'all keep trying to message me. And so I want y'all to leave me the hell alone. I'm reading this ChatGPT apology and saying what it says. So are you happy now?
Someone said, please explain.
Oh, girl. Okay. Pilates by Raven. Pilates by Raven from Love is Blind. She made a video.
The playback just came on my screen. Just no context, but context. Melanie and I received the same text message.
Yes.
So what you saw was us looking down, reading the text message, and nodding in. We got the text message. Also, that's not surprising. Amen.
Amen. Okay, hold on. I think I found the video. Let me play a little bit of it. Hopefully it's loud enough. I think I found the video. Let me play a little bit of it. Hold on. Everybody relax. I don't play videos like I don't do this usually.
Essentially, while Mel's sending this, Raven made a unprompted video.
Everybody else is minding their business.
Literally, about the supposed exclusivity.
I just Googled it.
Of Pilates. You want to play the whole thing? Yes.
The whole thing?
Well, it's kind of long, but you'll get it.
We'll get the point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is going to be an extremely hot take for my Pilates girls. I've seen a lot of commentary surrounding like Pilates and proximity to whiteness, as well as disrupting the Pilates space in order to create more diversity and inclusivity. As someone whose entire business, purpose of my business, my brand goals is about providing accessible and affordable Pilates to a diverse demographic of women. That is what I started all of this on. So let's talk about it. What are some words that you think about when you think of like a really nice designer brand? I think of legacy. Think about craftsmanship. I know a lot of the products are probably like handmade. People check them over and over again to make sure the quality is there, okay? The design is there, and that's why we pay top dollar, we pay our top coins for these designer items, right? Like, you would never walk into Bottega and be like, where's the diversity? Where's the accessibility? Babe, there is no accessibility. This is Bottega.
Okay.
Okay.
She says one more thing.
I want you to think the same way about Pilates. And I know a lot of us who've just gotten into this, or maybe we're new instructors, we had like haven't been trained. Pilates is
but I've done
legacy. Okay.
500
People
hours.
Have worked generations to preserve this method of exercise, to even just training
okay,
an instructor classically through a good program.
He's a DJ, so he's going
to
fade
I was
it
like,
out.
I don't just, you need to cut. So essentially she makes this video saying that she's built her entire platform on making Pilates accessible and diverse. And then she says Pilates is like Bottega and it's not accessible or diverse. So stop asking me that.
Literally.
That's like the gist of her video.
It is.
It's so bizarre.
It's bizarre. It's so unnecessary.
Yes.
Also, I'm going to tell you. My whole take with this like whole Pilates thing is that skinny, rich, white women have tried to make this exercise forum an exclusive thing. And it's just exercise.
I mean,
anyone can do it.
It's so bizarre that you want to make it exclusive.
It's exercise.
On top of, I didn't look this up, but all the comments were like, the man who created this, his name is Joseph Pilates, and it was created in jail.
That's what I saw too. But so I was feel, like, but that's what makes it like all ironic is that,
she said people have worked for generations to preserve literally this. Something that was created in jail. That's literally the opposite.
And it, that's what I'm saying. It feels,
does it make sense, honey? That it,
there has been like this, this like takeover, like this Christopher Columbus,
amen,
effect of Pilates.
Yeah,
that's what it feels like. And you're, they're trying to like whitewash this thing. And to be clear, I don't even really, I'm trying to find the words right now, because the idea of even whitewashing an exercise is crazy. It's an exercise, you guys. It's an, like, why are we trying to make exercise exclusive and like, and compare it to a designer brand? Mind you, wisdom, oh, elitism. Wisdom K, elitism, yeah. The word, yeah, yes, thank you. He just did, while we're talking about like, you pay for, yes, it because it's top dollar.
And the Mew Mew.
Yes.
Is it Mew Mew?
Yes, and the button popped off.
Yes, they sent him new stuff.
And that popped off too.
The new one?
Yes. I saw a video today with the videos side by side.
It popped he bought, off again? Yes,
he bought two items. One with the zipper popped off. One, it was like a vest with buttons, and the button popped off. They sent him both items. The zipper item was fine. He was pulling everything. He said, actually, what he said was, it would be really crazy if I went to open this and they broke again, because I couldn't come back and be like, I didn't film this, but it broke again, so I'm just going to film it just in case. So he opens the zipper thing. He's like, oh, this is great. Opens the button thing and the button pops off again. The point that I am making, shut up. That's the point that I am making.
I cannot
believe everyone that shut happened up. We buy into designer brands and they have the value that they have. And this is in parentheses because cotton is cotton.
Okay. Amen.
That's the craftsmanship is real. When you have people hand stitch, yeah, you are, but sure, they're not equally paying these people. But the thing about it is, we decide that that is what is valuable. Yeah. We are, as a society, have decided that this is valuable. And so the idea of saying that Pilates is somehow some elite, exclusive, yeah, doesn't need to have diversity. And mind you, the diversity that we're talking about is the Black people. Let's be clear. Let's be clear that that's what we're talking about. You want to go into this establishment and what makes it all these things and da 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 is the lack of diversity, the lack of Black people, the lack of people of color there. That's what keeps it up with this. Everybody shut up. Everybody shut up.
So bizarre. It's just so random. And then she made the apology, non-apology. It was just so like unprompted. And girl, it's Tuesday.
Literally, no one asked you for this opinion. I was like, are we, is there like some sort of like Pilates war happening?
It's random.
Like,
very
is there, like, am I missing,
yeah,
something in the background? Like, was there something that, no, she just, and girl, shut up. Yes. We're talking about, at the end of the day, and this is why I keep saying exercise, at the end of the day, we're talking about like jumping jacks. Like, I know it's not jumping jacks, but like, we're talking about exercise.
And why wouldn't or shouldn't exercising be accessible to all people? There's such a terrible negative connotation about people who are overweight. Y'all want them to, you talk about them when they big, but then you want to make exercising exclusive. What are we doing here? Come on.
And it's then anyway, does another a video, and it's like, or her apology video. My whole app is about diversity.
That's why,
and making this accessible. Then what was the point of the first video?
Like, girl, did you hear yourself? You literally said, I built my platform. I care about making it accessible. And then in the same breath was like, Pilates is not accessible or diverse. Why it's so random. Are you guys asking me that?
It's random. It's unnecessary. Weird. And in a world where this country is so divided, and even if you say we've always been a divided country, which I'm not disagreeing with, I think that's true. It's so at the surface right now. Like, it's palpable how divided this country is. And now, and we're talking about exercise.
We're
talking about the exclusivity and the and diversity of
Shut up. Okay, I have two more things. The next one, the last one is going to have to do what you just said, but I'm going to talk about, I've watched Charlie Sheen because Melissa told me to watch Charlie Sheen.
Wasn't it crazy?
I didn't know more than half, 75% of the things in that documentary. I did not know. I knew that man was on a show that I did not watch.
That man was getting $2 million an episode.
He was rich. He was getting so much money.
Rich.
And cracked out.
Literally
cracked out. Who was he on the crack binges with, the actor? I said, does he know you're putting his business out like that?
First of all, Sean Penn, Nicolas Cage.
Why was he on there putting all that man's business out there like that? Did Nicolas approve this?
He
was like, we were just
out here.
Crack. Give it to us on the planes, on the buses, on the trains. Crack.
That man was out. It is an actual literal miracle this man is alive the way that they were talking about.
He sounds like he should have been dead.
No. And you contracted HIV as a full on crackhead and you lived to tell the tale and be 7 years sober.
They got receipts for that. Also, he married a crackhead, the girl Brooke.
Oh, I knew that was going to happen.
I said both of them were crackheads and they got kids?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the most chaotic thing.
It was super
I was not chaotic. Prepared.
The thing that I found really, there was a couple things that I found just really interesting. Number one, who knew, as a person who knows nothing clearly about Charlie Sheen, as fascinated as I was with the idea of the documentary last week, I knew nothing about this man. Who knew that he was such a sports head? Did you notice everything was surrounding sports and him and his dad?
Played Michael? And then he's like, after the game,
What?
So random. So very
first
random.
Of all, this is like, why don't we talk about this more? This is seems iconic. Yeah. It seems very
it
iconic.
Does, low key,
like you and your dad, mind you, and Martin Sheen don't strike me as like a really athletic guy.
Not at all.
And he was out here shooting.
Yes, he was. He was out here. Also, did Daddy Sheen choosing not to be in the documentary?
Daddy
funny
and Emilio
to me.
Daddy that and Emilio.
Been me. Nigga, you didn't stressed us out. For the last 40 years, you done been sober for seven. Whoop-de-doo.
For real?
And now you want to make a documentary and have us talk about the trauma that we have been through
because of
your dad, dumbass? Absolutely not.
Martin Sheen is 85 years old.
And he probably feels 100 because this is his son.
Absolutely. Daddy Sheen said absolutely not. You tell them people absolutely not because no is not enough. You tell them I said absolutely not. I will not partake.
First of all, the drug dealer is just all up and through the documentary the whole time. Sure, like, man, I said I was
going to hit a lick.
Just got out of prison and said I was going to turn my life around. And then Charlie Sheen said, hey, I need some crack.
Every
and
time I came, it was $15,000. I said, you know what I should do? Buy a house or a condo, he said he bought.
Condo, Charlie bought. It's sitting in a condo in Hollywood. Oh. Off of some crack money from Charlie Sheen.
Legit.
This is amazing.
Yes. This yes.
The craziest thing. And then at the end. Because the whole documentary is crazy. But at the end, they talk about how he finally gets off crack. They diluted his crack. He was getting some mid crack. And because the crack wasn't as potent, after about a year and a half of smoking mid crack, he stopped smoking crack.
He was like, the thing about it is that makes me sad, though.
This is insane.
Is that, God forbid, I'm not praying on the downfall of this man. But if he were to ever relapse, I know y'all play. I'm not coming back to you.
Why wouldn't he get another dealer?
You mean there's actual real good crack still available to me? Y'all were just playing me?
Just get
I'm gonna find another dealer.
I don't. His dealer probably would be like, hey, no, I tried to give him the weed crack. He said he don't want that. I need my $15,000. So I'm gonna increase.
Yes.
I'm gonna get it back together.
That was
the most insane thing. The whole time I'm like, what am I watching? I had no idea about this man's life.
He was
lived my life fine, not knowing all of those things about Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen
hell.
was ginormous.
And they realize. At 2.5 men, they were like, we know he is on drugs.
They sure
we
did.
Know. Also, give him the biggest check that an actor has ever had ever in life. Pay the man the money.
$2 million.
Pay the man the money.
This is the thing.
What?
You really can't be an addict.
This is enablers.
Until you can afford to be an addict.
100%. It's expensive.
$2 million an episode. Oh, that man was an addict.
He was living his very best life. And I don't understand how a network, knowing what is going on, they're just like,
they said, we got advertisers. We already, we low key signed an agreement to go out a couple more years.
Cut the check.
Also, we got advertising dollars already programmed against this.
He way off the show, though, no?
Yes. Well, finally, what was his name?
Really? Kutcher?
Ashton Kutcher.
He took over?
Yeah, I mean, those aren't the...
What happened that they didn't talk about that part.
About
did they talk about that part on the show? I don't remember that.
Yeah, because that's when he did his play.
Oh, because he was talking crazy.
Yeah, his name was Chuck Lorre. Is that his name?
He was talking crazy. You right. You right.
Who was the creator of the show? Chuck Lorre? L-O-L-O-R-E. Yes. He was on the show. And he was like, basically got to a point. He was like, we can't do this no more. We're done. And Charlie was like, you?
Yeah.
Would fire me?
Yeah.
You? Would fire me? And they were like, don't worry, one man show. Let's do a one man show with this man that hasn't gotten the help that he's needed and pray for the best.
I tell you what, the side character on 2.5 Men that was on the documentary.
Oh, man.
He is pissed.
Oh,
everything,
man.
Every time he spoke, he just, you know how much I got? He was getting $2 million. I got $300,000.
Yeah.
You know?
He was
clearly
pissed,
very upset
and resentful.
Still,
he
hates that
he
man.
He can't be friends with
to
Charlie today. Can't be.
He was like, I can be on there. Can I say all the things that I hate about him? Sure. Sign me up. I'll tell you guys the real. What a time. If you haven't watched, watch. Because
it's only 2 episodes, although they're long episodes.
They are
but it's
long,
only 2 episodes.
But it's a bit of a ride.
It really is intriguing because depending on your age, I'm 42. So some of the little things I remember, but like also not at all. Because like he really was like a heartthrob. I wasn't old enough to think of him that way. And so I missed that era.
Charlie Sheen was a heartthrob?
Yes. When he had his little scene in the movie with
whose heart was throbbing?
The Whites. Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this. This is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 jewel-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing. Healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just got to listen. All right? Just open your ears. Open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden, you will see them communicating to you, I really like this. I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're going to do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, Black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have there actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you. Okay. You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems. All right. So get your welcome kit for any first timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks worth of meals, free storage containers for mess free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
I guess I'd throw for less.
That's agree. True. I agree. But his the movie he did where he arrived when he was late and he got, was it Mallory Wong?
Oh, that movie.
Yes, they said he was on the screen for this long.
And, but he captivated.
And he captivated the audience.
Make sure you watch him for 30 seconds.
Yeah,
what a time. Okay, the last thing that I randomly came across. Oh, you want to do this, Ed?
Oh,
did you do it?
No. No, I didn't.
Do
it. Ollie, let's talk about Ollie pets. All right. So, listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this. That this is going to be Ollie. Okay. Every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 jewel worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters, made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup, shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. Just got to listen. All right. Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you. I really like this. I want you to keep getting it. Okay. All you're going to do is take a 30-second quiz and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you. Okay. You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems. All right. So get your welcome kit for any first timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks worth of meals, free storage containers for mess free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box. Last thing.
All right. So I found myself because nothing is on. Although I think Salt Lake is back this week.
Oh, great. Right.
And who's out?
Who's out?
Mary's son just got arrested.
What? For drugs?
In Utah, too.
It's a lot happening in Utah right now.
Oh, from Potomac. You talking about home? Ain't her name Mary, too? No. The Grand Dame.
Yeah, she's
the
Grand out.
Dame. She's out. She's out. I think Reasonable Doubt. Her name is Doubt. Karen. Reasonable Doubt, I think, is back this week, too. Tap in Reasonable Doubt if you die. Okay, it's a good time.
So fall shows are back?
Everybody on this season of Reasonable Doubt. Anyway, because those things hadn't started yet, I decided to browse Hulu looking for shows. And I came across this show from 2 years ago, which is called Survive the Raft. Has anybody heard
of it? I've never even heard of this.
Okay, it started. It was premiered on Discovery, but now you can watch it on Hulu.
Okay.
And it's a time. Basically, it's based on an experiment from, I don't even know, years ago, the 70s, in which a group of people are put on a boat and they are from very different backgrounds and they have to try to survive, basically, and they have to work together in order to survive. So that's like the premise. So this show has a ton of different people, okay? And one of the first things that happens, it's like 15 people. One of the first things that happens is the host has $1,500. They're in like a market. Before they even get on the boat, the host is like, you have $1,500. Get the supplies that you can get from this market that you will need for this trip. Do it however you want. So he gives them the money. They first are like three groups. Since it's 15, everybody gets $500. One lady's like, I'm a chef. Okay, cool. Food people go with her. One guy is like, I help build rafts or swim, whatever. Okay, people who will do tools go with him. The other person, I forgot what they did. One of the people that goes with the chef lady is a vegetarian. And so they are out. She's getting food for 21 days for this group of people to be on a boat. And the vegetarian lady is like, no meat. So they get rice, beans, and a bunch of vegetables. And so when they come back to the group is like,
where's the pro? Where's
why
the
wouldn't meat? You get protein? Why wouldn't you get protein? The girl is just like, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. And the people are like, this dumb bitch. So that's the first thing that I was like, okay, I'm in. Because this is going to be stupid, right? There's also this, it's a black guy. He's like, I don't even understand his background. I thought he said he's a rabbi. I don't really know. He had a lot going on. Anyway, the first day he ends up having a seizure. It was like very rant. Like, why did this happen? Very bizarre. The point is, there are people who are, there's one guy who is trans and they were in the middle of a conversation about like rights. And so he says to this other guy, you sound like a white, cis, heterosexual American man right now. And he's like, no, like the rights here are great. And so he outs himself and says like, I'm actually a trans man. And so they have this dialogue. So again, there's a woman who says, I am a Karen. You can call me a Karen. I don't care. But then of course there's also black people on this boat, right? So what happens, what you very quickly see. This is a
very social experiment.
Very much a social experiment. What you very quickly see is that they start revealing who they are and what the differences are in what they believe. And the question becomes, is that going to affect the fact that they also need each other to survive for these 21 days? They have challenges. They have to work through these challenges. They have to trust each other, all this kind of stuff. And so there is a situation that occurs between a black woman who is very vocal and a white guy. And she brings up race a lot because a lot of black people's experiences in America is colored by the color of our skin. It's just our experience. It's not us trying to constantly bring up race. That is our experience. It's our reality. The problem with that is that for this white guy, it's not even a second thought. And so he feels like you're constantly bringing up race. And she's like, you're not even aware of race. It doesn't even come into your mind because that's
he's
not
right-handed in your, a right-handed world.
Exactly. So it becomes this thing. They keep clashing. They keep clashing. And then there's also a Muslim woman. It is absolutely a social experiment, but I promise you it's very interesting. And I had a lot of like conflicting opinions about some of the conversations and the things that they're saying. And it was a lot, but it is worth the watch. I'm only on like episode two. The man had the seizure in episode one. I said, this is a lot. Y'all just started. He ends up having to go to the hospital. He gets kicked off the show because hello, it's his first time ever having a seizure. Cause I was like, why wouldn't you tell people? It's crazy. But the first episode alone, you'll be in. So that is my sell.
Wait, have they done additional seasons?
No, I couldn't find any more. And again, you guys, I'm only on episode, by the end of episode one, I said, that was all only one episode. I'm tired.
I don't know. This sounds like this is going to piss me off.
No.
I have too much like racial turmoil in the world right now. And I consume a lot of this that I don't know if I can take it and be like, this is enjoyable or.
Well,
none of y'all need to make it out of 21 days. How about that?
I enjoy some of the ways that it makes you have questions about yourself, about other people, about a lot. I have been, as much as I have hated the Charlie Kirk discourse, and I have not engaged, I do recognize that, and I hate that we are at the state in this country where it is so divisive. I hate that we have to be violent with our disagreement and not just coexist in a world in which you believe what you believe and I believe what I believe. And as long as we are not infringing upon each other's rights or ability to live, hey, let's coexist. And so I hate that it feels like we're not at that space anymore, like this country has turned. And so in watching a show like this, it is seeing, I don't know, it just exposes you to people's thoughts and if you still can coexist. It's very interesting to me. If you are down for social experiment type shows.
Yeah, very much. Because I feel like the people were probably tricked that they didn't realize that this was part of the game.
No, I think they know.
You think they knew coming in?
Yeah. That we're all, the whole point is that it's a social experiment, that we are all very, very different. It's just a matter of when you are going to reveal the like different thing that you have. Like, but the Muslim woman very early on, her and the black woman, it's so funny because initially they were aligned. Somebody was like, you need to just be yourself on the boat. And the Muslim woman was like, that's a privilege that you can say that. I can't just be myself. And then the black woman was like, you don't understand that we are always, people of color, people of different religious backgrounds, ethnic, we are always thinking about how we are coming across, what that looks like, how 100%. Much of ourselves we can reveal. 100%. So they're having this conversation. And what ends up happening is that the Muslim woman and the black woman end up beefing. And I'm like, y'all were just in agreement, but what? It's interesting. If you're going to be exhausted, don't tap in because it will exhaust you. But I think if you're along for the ride, go on the ride.
Someone said April said America feels like a social experiment 100%. Right now. I agree.
Yes,
I don't
it's
know.
Called Survive the Raft. I'm watching it on Hulu. Literally, I'm on episode two and I was like up all night because I couldn't stop watching. All right.
Last things, they really want you to know that Taylor from Mormon Wives is The Bachelorette.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I don't watch care. The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. So I won't be watching her. All the best to her.
Yeah, I didn't. I know it's a big deal because she's not from like the universe. I think that's
where do they get bachelors and bachelors? Aren't they typically random people?
No, they're people from. So like you were a woman in The Bachelor that wasn't chosen and then you become The Bachelorette. Okay. So I know. So I do understand like that's kind of the news because she's not from the universe.
Got it.
I don't think I have an issue with Taylor, but I'm going to be really honest with you. I don't have a lot of capacity to care for white people these days.
Hilarious.
I feel like there's so many celebrities that were outed as Charlie Kirk supporters. We were, you know, keep sports until it was Charlie Kirk. Now we're having moment of silence for within the football arenas and stuff. And so for me personally, would you just say all the best to her, child? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Okay. I feel like who can I trust? I really feel like that. Like I was really grappling with like, I went to church with you, or I went to work with you, or you literally, you were my literal best friend's brother. And you, this is what you said on Facebook? That's crazy to me. That's like legitimately crazy to me that I know you for real in real life. I mean, when we were kids, but like,
yeah.
It's really crazy to me, you know, that I didn't consider you an enemy when I was a kid. Like I legitimately considered you my best friend's brother. Like we were so cool when I was like in seventh grade, but regardless. So it's like all of this. So I'm like, I mean, good for you, girl. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know.
Well, I don't watch what's the name, but I, The Bachelorette, but Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. That's my favorite show now. So I'm in.
Oh, that's where that lady got punched.
Who?
Didn't that Salt Lake City or was that Utah? Where the girl got punched and then didn't tell us. Is it Salt
Lake City, Utah?
You right about it. It's the Salt Lake City inside of the Utah.
Ain't it? It's back.
Okay, I'm ready. Whitney. Yeah, Whitney got punched in the eye and didn't tell us who did it.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah. They back. They back.
Make the show interesting.
I don't know what they're going to do.
What's name supposed to get out in November?
That's what I was talking about.
Shaw. Jen.
Yeah, Jen. That's why I kept saying Jen.
Wait,
Jen
the stuff. Month after next month?
That's the
in November.
I'm pretty sure it was November, unless it got moved, and I haven't checked the court doc for a minute.
That's crazy.
But she's supposed to be out soon. I hope she makes.
She didn't do as much time as I thought.
Andy Cohen, because I know you watch Jen and Juice, because we be talking about all your Bravo shows. Listen, Andy, get Jen back. Bring Jen back. All right, that's all.
Also, there's only 100 days till Christmas. Bye.
Oh, don't tell me more of that.
She probably already knows. I sent it to my family group chat because I'm very excited.